Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today, just a quick reflection on the saint whom we celebrate because of his importance. And Saint Ignatius of Antioch is important for many reasons. We'll just look at one today. First, his life. He was a saint of the early church, born around the year 50, perhaps. That's an educated guess. And he was a contemporary of Saint Polycarp, a friend of his, and the two of them together were disciples of Saint John the Evangelist, the Apostle Saint John. Saint Ignatius became the third bishop of Antioch. Saint Peter had been the first, and this was one of the other fathers of the church emphasized most in the life of Saint Ignatius. The fact that he had been consecrated bishop, made a bishop by the hands of the apostles themselves. In fact, it was St. Peter who appointed him as bishop of Antioch. He was bishop and governed his diocese in relative peace until a persecution broke out, which were common in the early church. Under the Emperor Trajan, the Christians were forced, or the attempt was made to force them to worship the same gods as their pagan neighbors did, but St. Ignatius refused to comply. He was sentenced to death, to be sent to Rome, to be devoured by the wild beasts, and this is what happened, and he died around 107 AD. Now, his importance is so great because he is among the number of the apostolic fathers, those fathers of the church who learned the doctrine from the apostles themselves, who learned of the gospel, who learned of our Lord from the apostles themselves. And there are two features of St. Ignatius' teaching which are important and which he learned from the apostles, namely from St. John, the divinity of our Lord, the divinity of Jesus, and the perpetual virginity of Mary, his mother, her virginal maternity. And in fact, so important is his witness, so important are his writings on this subject, that the Catechism, when talking about Our Lady's virginity, cites him twice, St. Ignatius of Antioch. And we'll look at one of these citations of the Catechism. So the Catechism in number 496, speaking of Our Lady's virginal maternity, says, "From the first formulations of her faith, the Church has confessed that Jesus was conceived solely by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The fathers see in the virginal conception the sign that it truly was the Son of God who came in a humanity like our own. Thus, St. Ignatius of Antioch, at the beginning of the second century, says, 'You are firmly convinced about our Lord, who is truly of the race of David according to the flesh, Son of God according to the will and power of God, truly born of a virgin. He was truly nailed to a tree for us in his flesh under Pontius Pilate. He truly suffered, and he is also truly risen.'" And in 506, the Catechism says, "Mary is a virgin." The significance of her virginity: Mary is a virgin because her virginity is the sign of her faith, unadulterated by any doubt, and of her undivided gift of herself to God's will. Summarizing quickly what we said today, in St. Ignatius of Antioch, in the Apostolic Fathers in general, and specifically in St. Ignatius of Antioch, we see how our faith, our Catholic faith, goes back right to the Apostles. And what we believe about our Lord is what the Apostles believed about our Lord. Our faith in Christ is the faith in the very same Christ who walked the earth 2,000 years ago. The Apostolic Fathers are a guarantee for us that our faith is authentic. And St. Ignatius contributes, especially by being a witness of Our Lady's virginal maternity, which was a sign and an assurance of our Lord's divinity, truly Son of God, truly Son of Man. So let's pray through his intercession for two things today: to preserve our own faith in Our Lady's virginal maternity, and to Our Lady that her faith, unadulterated by doubt, might strengthen our own. that we too, in times of maybe confusion and difficulty for faith, might keep it in its entirety and never waver in it. Praised be Jesus and Mary.